You're listening to LGRadio.online. Welcome to the show where you and I hear the songs from some of the very best movie soundtracks around. For the first four songs in this episode, we're revisiting 1989, which turned out to be a pretty good year for movie soundtrack albums. First up is one that starred Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal, although it could have starred Molly Ringwald and Harrison Ford if diaries and schedules had worked out differently, which is so hard to imagine now, as the movie has become a classic, with the soundtrack featuring and launching the brilliant Harry Connick Jr.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, or even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do, for nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you. Never be cross, try to be boss, they wouldn't do. For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. Baby, it had to be you, wonderful you. Had to be you.
Harry Connick with his brilliant recording, which you'll find on the soundtrack for When Harry Met Sally. Well, welcome along, hope all's well with you, and thank you for joining me. The same year of that Meg Ryan Billy Crystal classic, a William Kinsella novel was turned into a movie starring Kevin Costner as the farmer who hears a voice in his head instructing him, build it and they will come. Field of Dreams follows his story as he turns his field into a baseball pitch in the hope that the ghosts of the eight Chicago White Sox players banned from the game for throwing the 1919 World Series will return to his field to once again play. And the movie is also noteworthy for being the very last cinematic role Burt Lancaster would play. And also captured on screen are a couple of teenage extras who would go on to do quite well. If you look carefully, you'll see Ben Affleck and Matt Damon in the crowd. Plus, the soundtrack is pretty good as well. The Doobie Brothers from the Field of Dreams movie soundtrack from 1989. Now that year, Timothy Dalton did the honours with our most loved member of the Secret Service. It would be the second and last time he played 007 before passing the baton on to Pierce Brosnan. Now as with many of the Bond movies, for me at least, I think the music stays longer in the memory than the plot lines. And I mean that as a compliment.
Hey baby, thought you were the one who tried to run away. Ooh, baby, wasn't I the one who made you want to stay?
Gladys Knight with the title track from 007's 1989 offering. One more song from that year. Incidentally, please do drop me a line if there are any films you'd like me to look at during our time together here in the dark on lgradio.online. You can do so by dropping me a note via the message board on the website at lgradio.online, or if you'd prefer, you can email me. The address is info@lgradio.online. It's hard to imagine the movie Parenthood without Steve Martin, but once again, it's fair to say it could have been so different, because before settling on the white-haired comedy genius, the producers had also considered Michael Keaton, Robin Williams, and Tom Hanks for the role before eventually arriving at their final decision. On the soundtrack, you'll find this song by Randy Newman, who is responsible for so many of the perfect marriages between music and action on our screens. Now, I don't know what you think, but it sounds to me very much like the tune he came up with for this movie sounds like a precursor for what he delivered for Toy Story's You've Got a Friend in Me many, many years later. This song sounds quite similar. See what you think.
I was born to make you happy. I think it's just my style. Everywhere I go, telling everyone I know, baby, I love to see you smile. Don't want to take a trip to China. Don't want to sail up the Nile. Wouldn't want to get too far from where you are, 'cause I love to see you smile. Like a sink without a faucet, like a watch without a dial. What would I do if I didn't have you? Love to see you smile. In the summer, in the springtime, the winter or the fall, the only place I wanna be, it's where I can see you smile at me. In a world that's full of trouble, make it all worthwhile. What would I do if I didn't have you? Just love to see you smile. I love to see you smile.
The genius of Randy Newman from the soundtrack of 1989's Parenthood. Let's jump forward and kind of back a decade and hear a song from the soundtrack of a movie that was a remake of a Steve McQueen classic of 1968, this time starring Pierce Brosnan as the Gentleman Thief. At the time, Brosnan was under contract to play James Bond, and a rumoured stipulation of that contract was that he was not supposed to wear a tuxedo in any non-James Bond-related movies. So perhaps in an attempt to not upset anyone in the Secret Service, the bow tie he wears in a scene in the Thomas Crown Affair is messily undone and white, as opposed to Bond's trademark and more traditional, perfectly executed black bow tie. Who knows, but the soundtrack included a fantastic and now classic Alan and Marilyn Bergman song. Here it is, performed by Dusty Springfield, recorded as part of her Dusty in Memphis album of 1969.
Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever spinning wheel, like a snowball down a mountain or a carnival. Like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon. Like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face. And the world is like an apple whirling silently in space. Like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. A tunnel that you follow to a tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone, like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream, or the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream. Like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face. like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Keys that jingle in your pocket, words that jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore and leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drumming just the fingers of your hand? Pictures hanging in a hallway and the fragment of a song. Remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, you were suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of your skin. Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel. Never ending or beginning on an ever spinning reel as the images unwind. Like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
Dusty singing the title song from The Thomas Crown Affair. Time for one more, and this relates back to the movie I mentioned a couple of episodes ago where we heard Elvis from the soundtrack album of Cadillac Records. I mentioned then that in the movie, which tells us the story of the legendary Chess Records label, Beyoncé portrays the role of the great Etta James, and on the soundtrack album you can hear her performing one of Etta's most loved songs.
I could speak to a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that I
Beyoncé singing Etta James from the Cadillac Records soundtrack. Concluding matters for us here on In the Dark with me, Leo Green, on lgradio.online. Thanks for listening. Please do visit our website to find out details of all our shows, as well as when this show is repeated. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.